It's been a big year for books about World War I, since this is the 100th anniversary of the start of that war. Novelist Sarah Waters has written one of those books, and instead of setting it on the front lines, it takes place in London after the war. It was a time when women were often left to pick up the pieces. Julia Keller has this review of The Paying Guests.
Frances Ray has it bad, and that's not good. Normally, she's a smart, stable, reliable young woman. She keeps her mother company and helps take care of their big house. It's just the two of them rattling around in there now that the men in the family have died. But then Frances falls in love, and her life collapses in a mess of passion and catastrophe. The Paying Guests is set in London. World War I has ended, but not before it took tens of thousands of British lives. The economy is devastated. Families that used to be wealthy, like Frances's, now find the cupboard bare. So Frances and her mother decide to take in tenants, the paying guests of the book's title. Their names are Lily and Leonard Barber, a nice young couple, just a notch or two below the Rays on the social scale. But to Frances, they're like the sun coming into a gloomy room. Frances and Lily begin a red-hot affair. Sarah Waters is a master of the slow build. Tiny moments gradually accumulate and a world emerges. She captures the deep emotions and the poetry beneath the mechanics of sex. Forget about 50 Shades of Grey. This novel is one of the most sensual you will ever read, and somehow it still manages both good taste and a G rating. Something terrible happens, of course, and Frances ends up in a series of moral dilemmas that are increasingly dire. I will say no more about the plot, because Waters is a superb storyteller, and each twist brings a small, satisfying shock. Frances isn't the only one who will do a lot of gasping here. I've been reading Sarah Waters' novels for years now. I love them for the exquisite way the past is brought before our eyes. The air quivers with lust and expectancy. You'll swear you can hear the clink of the cups and saucers and the mad pounding of Frances's heart when her beloved is near. It was as if all her senses had been wiped clean of a layer of dust, Waters writes. Every color seemed sharper. Straight edges were like blades. My only quibble is the book's length. The last 100 pages or so are about a trial and feel a little padded. Otherwise, this is a magnificent creation, a novel that doubles as a time machine, flinging us back not only to post-war London, but also to our own lost love affairs, the kind that left us breathless.
The novel is called The Paying Guests by Sarah Waters. It was reviewed by Julia Keller. Her latest novel is Summer of the Dead. We'll be right back.